CosmicRadio.tv. Welcome to Jump Point, where we'll talk the gamut of gaming topics. I'm your host, Roberto Vegas, joined by
Rosa Fossey
and
Charles.
How's it going, you two?
It's going
welcome
well.
To the year 2016.
2016.
Woo! I know. Happy I flew in year. Here on my hover car. And,
your hover car.
You mean your exploding two-wheeled, hoverboard?
Yeah, my unit is parked outside.
That is probably my favorite thing of story of 2015. Is just like the hoverboard came out. It's two wheels and explodes.
They're super awesome like news stories. Like
Who knew lithium-ion batteries exploded?
They explode. I watched a kid who was riding it by a pool. Like it was like. Security footage, and she fell off of it, and it started going, and it went into the pool. She dives after it, falls in the pool, and then another one. I'm on this social media app, for a little social network for people in your neighborhood called Nextdoor, and I'm reading it, and someone posted there's a busy intersection near where I live. Some stupid kid was coming home from school and rode the hoverboard into the intersection, and then just stopped.
What?
Yeah, and so the woman had to slam on her brakes. And then someone rear-ended her because some dumb kid was – they go like 1 mile an hour. Like, it's really sad. And I watched this – I'm like, they're hilarious, and I think they're going to be like – at least the first 3 months of 2016 are just going to be hoverboard stories. And then,
I agree. Then
at the end of the year, we're going to be going, remember hoverboards? Because no one's going to buy them anymore.
Somebody should come out
hopefully.
With like a little mobile app game.
That would be awesome where you just kill people on hoverboards.
I was going with that. But.
Run over kids on hoverboards. It's like paper boy, but with hoverboards.
Well, before we get into kind of talking about, a little bit of the, beginning of the year, because there's a couple of new stuff, not really a whole lot, because it's, it's January and nothing really comes out gaming news, but there's some exciting things that happened. What are you guys been playing? We'll start with you, Rosa.
I started Fallout 2.
That's right. You're going down all the classic Fallout.
Yeah, all the classics. Right. I don't know. I do that sometimes.
Speaking of that, have you seen the indie game Underrail yet?
Under what?
Underrail.
I have not.
It's apparently like isometric, like classic Fallout indie style game, and it's post-apocalyptic world. You may want to check that out, especially since you've been digging the
Absolutely.
Original Fallouts.
It is, and I love that style, and I get sucked in. And I don't know if you saw me when we were playing earlier. What was it called?
We were playing Party Hard. I showed these guys that.
I just kind of wander around.
Yeah.
And you're like, go do this. I'm like, I'm wandering around, damn it.
There is wandering around, but like you got to kill people. We'll talk about Party Hard.
But anyway, so Fallout 2, and I completed Ori today, actually.
Oh, nice.
With
yeah.
75% of the achievements.
Wow,
who cares?
That's not bad.
You've beat it. That's all that matters.
Nah, it was
gotta
hard.
Got to go 100 or nothing.
No, dude. I'm kidding. Two of the achievements on there. One of them is complete the entire game without dying.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Do it.
That's
and
dumb.
Another is complete the entire game without taking a single ability.
You could do that too.
How?
Well, obviously you can because it's an achievement, but there's no way.
That doesn't. That has to be like a glitch or something because there's no way.
No.
You need those. You need to be able to jump higher. I don't understand.
It is. Don't you get that from the little wells? Anyway, I don't know.
That's like one of the first things you get is jump higher and climbing on walls. I'm looking at my Steam right now. I'm 2.7 hours in.
Okay. People have beat it under like under
an hour. I still need to start that game up. There's a couple of games I've started up. All right, Charles, what about you? What are you playing?
Okay, so
you've been playing a lot.
I've been playing a lot because I've got to get it all out of my system before I start my new job.
Yeah, so give us the highlights.
Life is Strange.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I just cracked into that, and that game seems like it's going to suck me in.
When you're done playing that, maybe you and I may have to do
I
haven't really talked. I've only talked a little bit during the 2015 wrap up we did last time, and I was talking with Bryce on this Bryce Castillo. Also part of this team, but he's busy and everything else like that. We're just kind of
in spirit.
He's always part of. He's the original co-host for Jump Point. You guys remember that? He was here. He was here before you guys were even remotely here.
He's not here now.
But we're chit-chatting about it after the scam school shoot we had to do, and it was very in depth. And I was like, bring up all the stuff. So you and I may, when you're done with that game, you and I may have to do a one on one. It's completely spoiler. You know, spoiler.
I'm probably going to buy all the seasons. Or
oh, you haven't bought all the episodes yet.
I only bought because it was $5.
For right. Season. Yeah, buy the episodes.
When and then $16 will get you the other four.
Yeah, once you've completed it, we'll you and I will have a very spoiler ridden conversation. And by the way, you're more than happy to join in if you.
No, I'm listening. And actually, I was thinking, well, maybe I will play it too. That's the one with the teenage girls, right?
Yeah.
And then the occasional.
Rewinding time.
Yeah, rewinding
like
time thing.
It's well worth a play. I adored the game.
I might give it a go.
I saw another one of our friends, Ash, playing it, and I was like, oh, Ash plays a very select type of game. I was like, oh, it's one of those story games, and it's a girl in like a school. But I started playing him like, okay, I understand. This is okay. Like, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but you said it's kind of like Donnie Darko.
It's very Donnie Darko. It's
very Donnie Darko esque, and I love Donnie Darko.
Yep,
and I could see this being an awesome movie.
That's sort of what caught me into it. And the directors, when they asked, like, what kind of time travel is, they say, think this, and think Donnie Darko and something, and Butterfly Effect is kind of the
you
time.
You said you were very emotionally attached to the characters.
I was. That's why I'm like, I'm holding back so much because. A, you're playing the game.
Yes.
B, you may play the game.
All right, yeah, so then just contain yourself.
Because, again, it's one of those games that really did affect me, and that's why I was glad to talk with Bryce about it, if anybody, because I needed to.
And one thing I think is pretty cool about it is the game mechanic is you can control time, right? So you make a decision, and you go, you know what? I didn't like that decision.
One. Yep.
Like, they'll even say that, like, if you didn't like that, you should try rewinding. And then rewinding, you'll do the other, you'll go the other branch.
And you'll hear,
maybe you didn't like that one. You can go back. So you could literally bounce back and forth
exactly.
Until you're happy with what you've done. And then, then when you leave the area, your decisions are set in stone.
Right, and it kind of at least makes you feel that...
Well, it's
I mean, cause ultimately, like any other
game. You don't get to do that normally in most games.
Yeah, we don't
it's
get to do that.
You make your decision tree... And typically, it doesn't really affect anything anyway.
Right.
It's like,
and
how soon do you have to decide that you want to rewind?
Until you leave the area.
Yeah, until you leave the area. It'll give you a good chunk of, like there, I will, well, I'm holding back some.
Yeah, hold back if you can, because I'm not that far, and
that's
I hope I haven't spoiled it.
That's
for
why,
like,
when Ash started playing on stream, because when she started playing it.
Also, a lot of stuff she plays, it's kind of, you probably don't want to watch, because if you don't catch it at the right time, you're going to spoil yourself.
Well, that's one.
Oh, but,
she plays, spoiler-rific
games. I know she wasn't the biggest fan of it. But I don't know if she saw Darko or not. And I really like that seeing Donnie Darko and loving it as much as I've loved it, like, it helps a ton with that game.
Did I tell you my Butterfly Effect thing that I heard recently?
No.
That had recently happened to me? I get a text message from my dad, which is big because he rarely texts me. He just texts me out of nowhere. Hey, son, have you seen that movie, The Butterfly Effect? It's amazing.
Oh, you told me this, yeah.
And I could have, been that guy like, Dad, I saw it in theaters back in 2003 or whenever it came out. And instead I just said, that's cool. I'll check it out, Dad. And then over Christmas, I'm hanging out at my parents' house, and he's like, did you watch that movie? He's like, yeah, I did. And then it came on HBO or whatever. And so we sat and watched it, and I made like a comment like, wait, doesn't like this thing happen? Like sounding like if he could read between lines, he knew I hadn't watched it recently. But it was fun watching it with my dad. That movie is dark. Anyways, okay.
Tough.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah. Get the highlights.
So what else?
So I got Spelunky. That was another game on sale.
You and I will talk about. We
hate that game.
So
I
have a love hate relationship with Spelunky.
I have a hate hate relationship.
I'll tell you why.
I will not play it then.
Good.
I'll tell you. Well, okay. So do you know what Spelunky is at all?
No.
Okay. So Spelunky is a platforming game, a 2D platforming game. The idea
slash roguelike.
Right. It's very roguelike. The idea being everything's
stupid.
Procedure.
Too much roguelike.
Hold on. We'll go over that in a second. Just hold your okay. your hatred right now. All levels are procedure generated, so they're all randomized.
Which makes
else.
It worse.
The idea being that you're going to this cave and you have to explore and kind of dive around. You have certain items in your disposal, like ropes and bombs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you're basically
you
trying to descend lower and lower and lower, finding all the different treasures and things. That's just the Xbox controller blinking off. Finding all different types of treasures, whatnot. My big issue with this game. Because I have a love-hate relationship. Because I've seen people who love the game and understand what they love of the game.
They're masochists.
I've watched enough. I learned this actually of all places at Fantastic Arcade. I don't think it was this past year, but it was like 2 years ago. Like 2014. And they had like the Spelunky, like daily run kind of competition type thing. And I watched people play it really well. Yes. And I understood why they enjoy the game.
It's so annoying watching people play it well because they make it look like it's an easy game. But not.
My real hatred for the game, because I think it's a very nicely looking game. I think it's a well...
The graphics are fine.
I think it's ultimately a well-played... Like, the controls aren't busted or anything
controls
like that.
Are fantastic.
My big issue with the game is I think it ramps the difficulty up way too high,
there's
way too
no
fast.
Way to make it... Easier.
Well, easier doesn't difficulty doesn't bug me. I've learned this now because and this is the game
I like difficulty.
Yeah, the game I compare it to a lot, and because I kind of played them at the same time, and not because they're the exact same game. They're both entirely different games. But the game I always kind of compare it to in my head, at least mentally, was Super Meat Boy.
Yes. Like Super Meat Boy is more fun to play because of my big complaint about the game is a roguelike. And
right.
So there's permadeath.
Or is that not a complaint to me? I'm okay with I've started to I love Crypt the Necrodancer. Like it's one and it's roguelike. It's all procedurally generated. It's a roguelike dance game. It's amazingly fun. And mm-hmm. Rogue's Quest or what is it?
Rogue's Legacy.
Rogue's Legacy. And that's extremely, you know, that is a rogue that is you know, yes. That's Metroidvania Rogue. What it is a Spelunky that I don't like is that it ramps it up way too quickly, way too fast. In other words,
my first run through, I died in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's wow. Why. And I really, it's one of my things. I'm like, man, the reason I compare Super Meat Boy, and I bring it up, is that the one thing I truly hate when I feel that I am fighting a game, like that I'm losing because the game says "fuck you, you're gonna lose." I don't mind if I lose because I wasn't good enough, because I didn't have the reaction time well enough, because I just didn't control myself well enough. And that's what kind of felt with Super Meat Boy. Like, every time I lost to Super Meat Boy and died, I didn't feel like the game was screwing me over. I felt like, no, I'm just not good enough. I'm not that. And the same thing also happens with Rogue's Legacy. I never, even with the random element, I never felt like I'm just being terrible. It's like, no, I didn't judge. I judged that enemy wrong. I didn't use the item correctly. I didn't do this there. I didn't figure out my strategy there. Every time I played Spelunky, I was like, I had that feeling like, man, the game's just fucking me over.
The game is just screwing with me.
I was fighting with the game, and that's like the one feeling I hate the most is when I feel that I'm fighting with the game versus I'm fighting with myself. In other words, if I'm not good enough, cool. That means I have to get better and figure shit out. Whether it be patterns or kind of learn different items or figure things out. But for some reason, Spelunky was that game that just felt like, man, they ramped it up way too quickly. But I understand that that's the kind of game it was. That's the kind of game. And I learned that when they poured it over to PC, because I bought it for 360 way back mm-hmm. when. When they poured it for PC, a lot of people complained that there wasn't mouse control.
Why would you want mouse control in this demon game?
Well, people were like complaining because, again, not everyone has a controller, or maybe everyone uses keyboards. Like, why did you have keyboard and mouse? Why isn't there keyboard and mouse control?
Oh, they didn't have that at the start. Okay.
They might have keyboard control, but they didn't have any kind of mouse control where you could like aim your arrows and whatever. Like, you click around.
Gosh.
But the point being, the way the developer was kind of worded out was that it wasn't designed that way. That's not how the games, and not even the game's engine was that, but in the idea of the difficulty and everything else, wasn't designed with that in mind. And so I was like, okay, I get what this game is supposed to be. This game is not for me. This is not the game this isn't even my like randomly, like there are maps, like there are games that are procedurally generated that are for me. Minecraft's one of them. Like I said, Crypt the Necrodancer is totally one of them. And I'll die every so often, but I'll have fucking fun because I'm, you know, dancing the beat, you know, exploring this weird cave
and actually enjoying it.
You know, Diablo is somewhat procedurally generated.
Yes.
And that's totally for me. You know, that's well up my alley. This game was not. And I have a love-hate relationship because I understand who it's for. And I understand what it's trying to do, and I think it does it well. It's just not my game.
And even though I hate it, I've played a lot of it. So
of course, of course,
it's done no. that. It's for some reason it keeps bringing me back. Okay, other games.
All right. Yeah, go for it.
And I'm this game. I'm finally glad it came on sale. Another Steam game, Lego Jurassic World, and this was worth every penny.
Really?
Because I recently purchased the Steam Link.
Ooh, so someone's been playing it, and because your PC is like, unlike mine here in my living room that everyone can see,
yes,
yours is probably tucked away. Hidden.
Mine is in my office, and I have a projector upstairs. So
this thing
is awesome. It doesn't work yet with the Microsoft wireless adapter for
right.
the Xbox uh-huh. One. It does work for the 360, but I'm not going back to the 360.
Right, of course.
Nah.
So you wired it.
So I'm doing wired right now. Someday, I'm sure, pretty soon, they'll have the wireless working with the
yeah,
device.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm so glad I got it because me and my wife played through the Jurassic Park part
yep.
of
Jurassic World.
World and Lego. And we had so much fun. It was nice playing a two co-op game.
Nice.
And, you know, it's really hard. I mean, granted, this is on everything, but co-op games are going away from consoles, but they're fine on the PC. There's plenty of them on the PC.
There are a couple, but they're starting to come. Like, co-op games are starting to come back, and you're thinking single-screen co-op, really.
Yes. Couch co-op.
Because
I call just multiplayer normal games.
Right, because there are, you know, a lot of those games have online player co-op now. You know, like, obviously, your Call of Duties, your Halos and whatnot do have co-op. They're just, you know, you have to be on another complete console at that point.
Yep. Okay, let me finish up my list
because yep,
I'm
for it.
Probably taking up too much time.
But, no worries.
I bought Resident Evil 4, getting all excited because they had a sale and everything. It still runs like crap.
Of course it does.
I got it from illegitimate means several years ago because they did a terrible PC port of the PS2 version.
Yeah.
And it ran like crap. This is a brand new HD version.
Still runs like crap.
It actually ran useful. It was slow as like running through molasses. My computer. I mean, I have a
I
have a 660 Ti, which plays mostly everything. Life is Strange is a little glitchy, but most games, like, I can play like high graphics on Fallout 4. Like, it can handle things, right? But yeah, I couldn't handle that game. And Ori and Axiom Verge. Oh, I got a refund on Resident Evil 4. Because I couldn't play it.
Played it for like an hour.
Which that can segue us into 2016, which is...
I've been playing Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Which that game is amazing.
I've been hearing a lot of good things about Tomb Raider. Speaking of that, so let's
Tomb Raider as well, right? Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Rise of the Tomb Raider, yes.
So before we let's get into this, because Rosa had found this article that's essentially...
Game Informer did the job for us here.
Yeah, it basically gives us all the games that are supposedly coming out in 2016. So before we kind of talk about some new stuff, because there's some interesting news things that have happened that, like, for example, like Psychonauts 2 finally got funded.
Psychonauts!
Which is, I've always heard, I kicked into that. But before we kind of go into that, let's kind of start our predictions now and go and see what games... I'm going to put this out there, and we have a list of this.
Oh, boy.
And I want to see if there's anything on that list that you already think of. What do you think is going to get delayed this year?
Oh, Final Fantasy
I gotta know
7.
I honestly believe, you know,
I don't know because they've made it episodic and they have
we talked about that yet really? I mean, we talked about it briefly last time on 7.
No, we've actually hashed on Final Fantasy 7 a few times now.
Yeah,
and,
which is
is it the Final Fantasy 14 engine or something like that?
No,
not in 15.
7 and Kingdom Hearts 3 are on Unreal Engine. 15's the only one that's on Crystal Sauce.
I just have a feeling that since they have a lot of the stuff ready, that it probably won't be delayed. And since they've divided it up on purpose.
I'm thinking, what do I think is going to get delayed?
Well, I need to know what else is coming out.
That's it. Like, because
I've said it before, Zelda probably will.
I hope to God it won't.
I think
one?
It's going to be just like every Zelda.
I hope.
Like
Twilight Princess?
No, the new.
Yeah, Twilight Princess will come out.
So we should probably go over kind of the big games, at least off the top of my head, I can think are coming out in 2016, or supposed to come out in 2016.
All right.
One of them for sure will come out because they don't, there's the heads will roll. It's Mighty No. 9. Should come out in February, I think.
Yeah, we've got just a few more weeks.
Yeah, so that's going to come out.
Mighty No. 9.
Yeah, it should be coming out
February 9th.
Yep. So, you know, again, disclaimer, I kicked in the project, so I already got a copy of my name. With my name in the credits, mind you. So, ha ha ha.
Mwah.
Awesome.
And, of course, a friend of this show and friend of the network, Megaran, does the ending music.
Sweet.
Cool.
Which is already out. You can already buy the song, okay. But that's not here or there.
Oh yeah, I'll purchase that one day one.
Yeah.
And that means something for me.
Yeah.
I look for sales.
Let's see. Supposedly else coming out. Let's see what else is coming. What other big thing? I'm just thinking.
Yeah,
what
just read us the list.
Scroll through
yeah.
here. And I actually wanted to ask while he takes a quick peek.
XCOM 2 is PC supposed to be coming out in February as well.
Yeah. I think there's already demos out for that game.
Yeah.
So that one.
There's a Mario and
out.
Luigi coming out here in January soon.
That's right. Paper Mario is coming
or
out.
Paper
too.
Mario, Paper Jam.
I've never
played in a series, so
okay.
I don't know.
Me and my wife saw that today at Fry's. Yeah.
Sometime this year, Bravely Second is supposed to come out stateside.
Oh, dang! I'm gonna need to play Bravely Default
on 3DS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deus Ex: Mankind Divided is coming out in August.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that will be delayed.
Yeah, the later it gets into the months there, I think
I have a feeling that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be delayed until 2017. We have Doom coming out, Dishonored 2. Yeah. I'm just picking the big games because there's a couple of other smaller games like Day of the Tentacle Special Edition, stuff like that. Like I'm picking Full Throttle PC is supposed to come out this 2016 as well.
The new episode of Prince of Persia Chronicles for anybody that plays. And questions of Prince of Persia Chronicles, it's more of a side-scroller type.
The,
2D.
All I know is the original was.
Here's the game I want to put down and get your opinion on Quantum Break.
Not familiar with
that
one.
Quantum Break's that like the like we're the movie, but we're not a movie, and we have time travel. I think it's developed by. I'll have to double check who what studio is working on it. I think it might actually be the people who did. Tell me the studio because I think it's the studio. I think it is.
Quantum Break.
Yeah, I might have to do.
Oh, it's Microsoft Studios.
Yeah, that's the one that like has a whole slew of like actors I think in it. I just have to double check who's in it again.
Yeah, that doesn't nearly make me happy, but you know me, I'm not a AAA guy.
Well, no, but
it
I think
was estimated to release in 2015, so that's already delayed.
Yeah, that's again the beauty.
I bet
part
they've stripped out Kinect support.
Well, you know what? And that's the big prediction. And I was listening to some
other podcasts.
I take it back.
It's close to being done, according to Uber Gizmo.
What's the prediction?
About Kinect. Like everybody's basically saying, you know, if you kind of browse around what people are saying in the gaming world.
All right, so Quantum Break's from the guys that made Alan Wake and Max Payne, in terms of developers, which is Remedy Entertainment.
Isn't there supposed to be an Alan Wake sequel?
Yeah, just supposed to be a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, honestly, I'll be this. Of the games that are coming out supposedly coming out in 2016, I thought Full Throttle was 2017, the HD remake. That makes me excited now for 2016 to get that game again. But I definitely am excited for, like, I know Bravely Second will come out this year because all it needs to be is localized because that game's been out in Japan for like ever and a half. And so that will come out because it's done. It just needs to be made, you know, Americanized, so to speak. I hope to God 15 comes out this year. I really do.
Oh, what?
FF15?
I hope Final Fantasy 15 comes out this year.
It's supposed to.
It's supposed to. It doesn't have a date yet, which is...
No, they do. I thought I saw
it. No, it says it's unconfirmed. I mean, it's supposed to go in 2016, but it doesn't have a date yet.
I thought it did. I thought it was on here.
Two more days. Okay, so earlier...
What comes out in two more days?
That Dragon Cancer.
Yeah, it's coming on PC as well.
So I'm a backer of that one, and I just got my email.
You just got email saying we're delaying the shit.
No.
We ain't coming out to 2017. Sorry, people. That would be amazing.
They're going to have a launch party that I won't be able to go to in Fort Collins. How far away is it?
How far away
is it in Fort Collins?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Let's
go crash it.
There might be a way for me to actually get there.
I shall be getting that game. And get it coming. I will play through the crap through that game. I'll probably play through that in a couple sittings.
It's going to be, I mean... God, 20. I mean, I because Rose is now confirming the fact that it says.
It's down at the bottom.
Yeah, it's at the bottom where it's like it doesn't have a. That's the only game I'm worried about because they haven't set a date. I don't even think they set a quarter.
Which game?
15, Final Fantasy 15.
Oh.
They haven't even. I don't know if they set even a quarter yet. Because at least a quarter they could just sort of pin down and say that. But let's get back to talking about Zelda, because I'm curious why you think it will not come out this year. I think I know why you think it's going to not come out this year, but I want to hear
it. I think it's going to be just like Twilight. I mean, so Twilight Princess came out for the GameCube and the Wii kind of simultaneously, right?
It did, but it sort of.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. They're gonna delay it.
Until the NX?
Yeah, so it'll probably come out next year around... You know, they'll announce it at E3. Hey, it's coming out for the Wii U and X too. Yay!
The deal with the NX and the Wii U? I thought it was replacing.
So the deal with it is that the NX will be Nintendo's new system whenever it comes out.
Yeah,
the rumors are it's going to try to start competing again with capability.
Yeah, there's a couple because
it's not working anymore, right? Being the family console.
There's a couple other. There are a couple of things. So right now, all that kind of exists are a bunch of patents that Nintendo owns.
Right.
Stuff
so
for.
One was really cool. Was they have kind? I haven't seen the photo.
Again, none of this is
confirmed.
None of this is confirmed to be the part of the system. These are just actual patents that have been filed by Nintendo, and you can file patents for
right.
Yes, for pantyhose with three holes in case, or three legs in case one rips. That is patent.
Yeah.
For what?
There's three legs, so if one rips, you can take it off and put and then tuck the other one.
Yeah, behind. Do you use those often?
They don't exist, but they have been patented. No, they had a patent for like it's supposed to look kind of like their Pro controller, just a little bigger with the screen. So yeah. They're not letting the screen technology go away, but. Which I think I like it. I think it's really cool, but I don't think it should be the focus.
Well, because the idea behind it is that there would be a screen that you then dock. Again, this is all patents.
That one was
the idea that you dock it and that you could, you know, it would have more power. It would have, you know, the power to render it bigger. And then when it takes it off, it has the power to render it in the smaller screen. With
yeah,
all the graphics
so it kind of be like a combination between console and on the go 3DS style.
Right, so you'd have
which I think would do really well. Like
it also apparently supposed to, and again, these are all just patents. Have the ability to sort of reach out to idle NX units to utilize for computing power and to like
okay, that's
interesting.
No, I think that's awesome. And I'll tell you why, because this is also part of the patent. You have to. I know you're not much of a Nintendo. You are a Nintendo person.
Nintendo's
like
we
all.
My
we
thing.
All. We all are. I'm not sure you're. You're
no,
like,
no.
Like,
I,
I'm a Nintendo
I,
person.
Nintendo
you're a Nintendo
after
person.
64 is
but here's a
unknown
question:
to me.
Did you religiously sign up for Club Nintendo like I did?
No.
See, I did. I was a huge Club Nintendo guy, building all the coins and that. That's why I got the soundtrack for Super Smash Brothers, the CD one, which is one of the coolest things I got. And a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, there's some posters I have that haven't framed that came from all the Nintendo things like that. So, the thing is that they kind of retired their Club Nintendo stuff because it just wasn't working and they stopped it. The rumor is, and I don't, I think this might be part of the patent, I don't remember, but the idea being that if you, you know, donate your idle, you know, CPU time on the cloud, the internet, so to speak, you would end up getting, you know, part of whatever your new Club Nintendo thing is going to be, virtual coins that could be used to either you know redeem for physical goods, digital goods, or like you know coupons and shit.
Okay. No, some of that.
So they would pay. So essentially, it would pay you, you know, so
for
to speak.
Your bandwidth and your processing and
right.
electricity and
right.
stuff like that.
Which isn't bad if you like right now my Wii U is on the internet, is on the network, just kind of waiting,
just chilling.
You know, my PC is just chilling. It's kind of like you know, like SETI at home.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool, at least. I think it's an interesting concept. And apparently, like, again, this
if
is all...
If there's kickbacks, then that's kind of cool.
This is all patent, you know, all patent stuff, and you can read it, everything else. And
which means it's highly unlikely, right?
Which, who knows? It could be likely, could highly be unlikely. It sure as heck. We'll definitely hear more details this E3 about the NX, for sure. Because, you know, this past year, they made very specifically saying, we're not talking about the NX. We're this is the year they'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Whatever that thing is, you know, it could be nothing, could be something.
And also, the Wii U, is it a year older than all the other consoles?
Yeah, it's definitely at
Nintendo's always, they're out of sync with the other two big players. So,
it's
possible that 2018 we're going to see it. Or,
yeah.
Or maybe even 2017.
Right. Well, sure as heck, we basically will figure out all the details now. We'll probably hopefully get the actual name, because I think the NX is the code name.
Which is probably a fine code name, but they're going to throw it away.
In much like Nintendo fashion, the code name's cooler than the real name sometimes.
Wii U, yeah.
Because let's see if we can go. I'm going to say a code name. Let's see if you say the station.
I only know two.
I know a couple. I know a couple.
Oh, Revolution.
Revolution was...
The GameCube.
No. Dolphin was GameCube.
Wii was Revolution.
Yeah, Wii was Revolution.
That's all I know.
I'm not sure. Well, because you know what the original name for the Nintendo 64 right was?
Like the Ultra 64.
Yeah, it was Ultra 64. And then,
which that was actually printed. Like that was
yeah.
That
well,
wasn't
that,
like
that,
oh
if,
we're
if,
working
if
on the secret
find,
thing. Like that was the
if you
they
can
were calling
find
it.
A
and I'm glad they changed.
If you
it.
Can find yeah. an original Killer Instinct arcade cabinet, which you may be able to depending where you are in the world, it'll say you know. Coming out in the year 1990, whatever, on the new Nintendo Ultra 64, and the system got delayed and everything else,
and that was one of the first games that came out though, right?
Yeah,
Killer Instinct.
Well, Killer Instinct Gold. Style? Yeah, well, because Killer Instinct came out for the Super Nintendo because it.
Oh yeah.
So let me pull us back in then. So
yeah.
Is
oh, yeah, we're
the NX going to be replacing?
Yes.
Oh
all
yeah.
That you know, like, is it going to be basically going to gobble up? 3DS is going to be. You know,
3DS
gone.
Will still be itself, I'm sure.
See, that's not what I had read a couple of things where they're basically saying the NX is going to, their goal is to be done with that.
It would be interesting. That's one of the theories based on the patents is that they could make it 3DS and the console are all one thing.
Right.
Which I would love.
Which would be pretty cool and have its drawbacks too, right?
Well, I would think it'd be like the one thing, I mean, as a 3DS owner, the one thing that I'm really jealous of the PlayStation Vita.
You could take it with you.
Is I could take it with me, but that I could take a 3DS with me too. But I could actually play PS4 games remotely on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really fucking cool.
I'm sure, I think all the big
players. Like, that's the only real useful thing about the Vita because everything else about it, I really don't know.
If Microsoft doesn't do that soon.
Well, Microsoft at least has done the remote play with Windows
10.
Which
I have played with, and that works really well.
Yeah.
I was able to play Halo Reach because it's backwards compatible.
From a Surface?
Not on Surface, just on my Windows 10 PC.
Oh, okay.
So but you could do it on a Surface, you know, if you had a Surface.
Yeah, which is very cool. So I guess they don't really need to do it because they already kind of can.
Right.
Yeah,
dedicated hardware that would work with that.
Well, back to the mobility point that you just made is, this is more of my IT geekness.
Yeah.
Is the fact that I think they're focusing on the Surfaces as their own, you know, on-the-go video game system because of this new capability.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of having
definitely be able to play some of those games. And again, the idea being that no matter where you are, like obviously Steam has this feature with Steam Sync and stuff like that, that you or cloud, you know, cloud saving, everything that you could have. You know, you had a laptop and a PC together, and even they have a little bit of some, you know, I've done this, like obviously you've done Steam Link.
I've also done the Link on the PC.
Yeah, and I've done the streaming as well.
It was fun sitting up and my wife playing Fallout 4 on the projector while I sat and played Fallout 4 on my laptop.
Yay!
Using the PC downstairs. So
yeah.
That's very cool.
That is great.
Yeah, so there's some fun stuff for sure. And there's a lot of, again, there are some cool stuff, but I'm excited for the NX. Again, we're gonna have to wait until E3 to really start
get any
making
good info.
Well, because again, we're so early on the year. There's really, you know, we are reading the tea leaves at like before anything's even remotely brewed.
We have at least 3 or 4 months before we start getting E3 leaks. Right?
Yeah, so. We're not even like we're barely a month into the year 2016, and we're just sort of like, well, what's going to come out this year that we hope is going to come out this year?
That's why
I opened up with what do you think is going to get delayed? Because that's way easier to figure out. That's way easier to guess.
So we were talking about. Or at least I brought up like the Microsoft being able to let you know have like a dedicated hardware to be able to play your games on the go, because they're the only ones that kind of don't do that, right? It's you can play on your hardware. Anyways, they recently asked whoever's in charge of Microsoft or not Microsoft in charge of the Xbox One team if there was going to be another Xbox, and he said yes. I don't think there may be one more. But I think they're going the route of just use your PC, right? Like, I think consoles may eventually
fizzle.
I know it's been said a million times.
Yeah, this is.
But I feel like
Charles. When do you think the consoles will fall into the ocean?
I think
what year? What, no, this is a joke. There's actually a lot of analysts that there's always at least one analyst each year.
Oh yeah,
this is
the last year. But
this is the last year the consoles are going to burn in hell, and yet they keep going on strong.
Well, yeah. So I mean, consoles at least, you know, Microsoft may continue, but I feel like they're really kind of going towards it's all going to be one giant ecosystem.
Well,
Sure, you can go buy an Xbox One, or you can go buy a nice gaming laptop and still play your Halos.
I will give you that one. That I fully agree that there's going to be some type of unifying architecture.
Yeah, like, oh, I installed Xbox on my Windows 10 comes with Xbox installed.
Yeah.
And you pop in a disc and it plays.
Or you sign in, and you know what?
That is viable for the Xbox.
Yes.
Maybe not so much for Sony.
No, it's the same. Well,
Sony, I think, is going to be going down the same path.
Sony's doing their own. They're also soon coming out with remote play. If it's not out yet already.
But I mean, that's the next
ability where you can play a PS4 game
on
PC.
I've heard about remote
like
play, but, you know, okay, this is my conspiracy theory stuff. So it's going to be, you know how, like, you try to use Microsoft products on an Apple and vice versa, which is not as often. It just always has weird glitches and just doesn't play well with others.
Well,
I think it's. I'll put
it
this way.
I'm just saying.
I know. I will say this. I think this is how. If taking that idea, that theory, going down the, you know, and extrapolating, because right now, the system that straddles the line in terms of both my, you know, Mac and Windows based machine is Steam.
Yes.
Actually, it straddles all three major OSs. That yep. being
and
Linux, Windows,
Linux is getting bigger and bigger,
right? And, mm-hmm. and Mac. I will imagine that it'll go like this. If we're extrapolating your idea. Xbox will, of course, you know, Xbox Windows 10 with Xbox built in, whatever the hell they call
right.
that.
Right.
The idea being this a marketplace, meaning that if you buy a game on your PC, it's now also on your Xbox, whatever,
right.
and has that version. That I can see that happening
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
With Sony, though, the way I see that happening is that
they're going to make you buy a Sony product.
Right. You'll have to have a PS4, but you'll either A, remote play into the PS4, and they'll kind of get that worked out. And that makes sense, because if you think about even how backwards compatibility works with the PS1 games,
mm-hmm.
that they're streaming, you know, through their – I forgot what they call the thing. I know it's Gaikai is the tech.
Yes,
but I forget the damn name of the actual, like, PlayStation streaming product.
I don't know.
I don't remember either, because I forget
the name of it.
All I have is a PS3.
But the idea being that,
I
can see that being a thing where it'll stream the game from that way. Maybe they'll have a couple of cross compatibility stuff, because there's really, you know, no need for that from their point of view. And then of course Steam just does what it does and sort of has the Steam machines and Steam Links and everything else.
Right.
That I see for sure. That I will definitely agree that each of their marketplaces will kind of go out and about.
And I think, like, buying the Steam Link is definitely going to start – I think Steam Link may start changing the market, because if I can – not only can I go onto Steam
yeah.
and get games for nothing.
Yep.
I can play them on my TV now.
Right, but the thing is you yeah. still need a PC.
You still need a decent PC, yes.
Right, and I think, again, the reason why I don't think consoles are going to go away
right.
has nothing to do with
It's about ease.
Right. It's about ease. It's a fact.
It's not
that,
ease. It's also moolah, people.
Well, it's not
I
even.
Mean,
well, that's one, too.
You can
yeah.
build a $400 PC that can run most games.
Right. But
really
you
can
well. Not on awesome ass settings like I do mine. You know,
right.
like not
and again,
everybody
that's,
wants
that's the
to
question.
Save
you know,
up all
a,
year.
A console's
for an awesome
a very,
PC.
You know, a console's a very specialized
but
piece of
But things
like
the Steam Box yeah. are going to. Because yeah, are there going to be like multiple Steam. Like different companies make Steam Boxes, right?
Right? That's
right.
the hard. Like the Steam machine or Steam Box, I the big issue that I have with it.
It's overpriced.
Well, it's overpriced because it's a PC.
It's an overpriced console.
Yeah,
but it's an underpriced PC.
Right, but that's the point. The thing is, the point being, I think the Steam Link makes sense if you're kind of like PC gamer and you want to, you know, bring in the living room. I think that's smart. And I think a console is a better choice for someone that just wants to play games and just doesn't want to think about it. And that's a good majority of the people.
That
the Steam
true.
Box is that weird one. That I don't know who it's for, because I almost was like, oh, I want to get one of those for sure. And then it was like, oh, it's about the same cost as PC except has lesser things. Then why don't I just build a PC instead? I don't mind a box in my living room. It's again, because usually with a console, you know, you can get away with
yeah, it
the
has
idea.
To be less price prohibitive.
Well, you can
for
get away
to
with
take off.
Like for example, you know, because anybody can make a Steam box, and Valve isn't making a Steam box, so to speak. I mean, they're not making the top of the line one.
Yep.
Anyone can make it. It's a lot of like Alienware and PC manufacturers, which have no vested interest in making Steam work. Like they're not going to put Linux on this thing. They're not going to put SteamOS. But we also have Windows on there too, so you can play all the games you want to play. You know, they're just selling the hardware, meaning they have no vested interest in a. Like, for example, if Valve was selling it, they get a percentage of anything that's sold
on Steam.
They're
saying financially they don't have an incentive.
Right. Well, more importantly, you know, like in other words, if I were Valve, we could eat the cost of a Steam machine just based on the amount of money that we're making on, you know, Steam sales. Because we get, you know, every sale that happens on Steam, they get 30% of that cut at least.
Right. You know, and I'm actually going to say this. They need to not divert their resources. They need to focus on what they're doing.
Yeah,
I know the Steam Box is a thing already, but
this is the beauty part of Valve. There was actually an article that came early this year, and then by the early this year, I mean like last week or so. The estimated sales for 2015, the estimated revenue alone, I think was like in the billions for Steam.
God bless America.
And it was, and that was after the Valve cut.
Oh wow. My God!
It was something crazy. I wish I could find the article. I'm gonna look it up really quick.
So okay, I'll rephrase what I was getting at. Or now that we've spoken, I think the idea of a console is gonna mean something different in the next 10 years. It's going to be, hey, hopefully, I mean, it's kind of a pipe dream for the consumer, right? I want to play Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider on whatever I have, right?
Yeah.
Like there's going to be, you know, hopefully someday you'll be able to just buy it as a service, right? It's just, hey, I've got an internet connection and I've got this little dongle that I can plug into my TV and I can play Rise of Tomb Raider streaming on somebody else's machine. Or there's so many different types of Steam boxes.
This is based on a couple of recent reports by the guy that Steam's by. This is only based on the data that they have. According to a recent report, I won't even say the guy's name because it's too hard, who runs Steam Sale, Valve's distribution service sold more than 350 copies of paid games, and through that, they have generated $3.5 billion in earnings.
Holy cow.
While their numbers aren't 100% accurate, they're still pretty close to the actual numbers.
Wow.
So Valve could eat, you know, if Valve were making the hardware of a Steam box,
then yeah,
they would be fucking, they'd be cheap. They'd come in Cracker Jack boxes. You know, they would be like, oh, you want to pay $200 for like this highly overpriced machine? Because they don't give a shit.
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet, but that could be this year.
Could be this year. But because it's people like Alienware who's making it, again, they're not getting any of that
3.5. You can buy it at Walmart. I have seen it.
Yeah, they're not getting any of that 3.5. And again, this is not 100% accurate. This is just sort of guesstimation. They ain't getting any of that $3.5 billion.
Yeah, so they have to throw in an extra $100 or whatever to make it make
sense.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
Right, exactly. That's why you see all these things that are really high cost, because they're not getting any of that change.
But if Steam could work out a deal where, hey, you make us really, instead of them having to put in the money to make a Steam box, have everybody else put in their money, do the research, make a good one, and give them a cut somehow.
That's a different story. Yeah, if they got a cut, then
yeah. You know, if you're making money off of whatever this person buys, that would be an interesting competition between the...
For real, yeah. Talk about an incentive, yes.
Yeah.
But
we, good thought.
You know, just be the ones we dominate. Is Valve
listening?
The Steam box market, we get so much, like, since people... And then you become a name, like, oh, I'm going to go buy the Alienware...
Steam box,
because that one's the best, and then Alienware really has an incentive.
3.5, and again, these are just estimates, people. These aren't, you know, and I say estimates meaning that they're not 100% accurate, but
this is our kind of like hope.
Let's
dreams episode. Yeah.
Well, let's assume that even like a
and predictions
let's,
and
let's,
stuff.
Let's say that's a billion off. That's still $2.5 billion in revenue of Steam sales
alone. Yeah, and I'm sure
alone.
They take home a lot of that, because I mean, how many people does it really take to run Steam, right? How many programmers? Now, obviously, they don't have enough because of the thing that happened over Christmas.
Oh, the...
Oh, gosh.
I logged in, and I'm in somebody else's account.
Like,
yeah, we didn't talk about that,
how
did we?
How do you screw that
I'm
up?
I'm not Joe Schmo.
It's caching. You've never had to deal with internet caching. You don't know how many fucked up things can go wrong with internet caching. I say that as a person when it came to developing stuff for our site. Caching was fun. We had to flip off some caching to kind of get certain things working a certain way.
Haha.
What's up?
No, nothing.
Okay. I was like, I thought you found an article that was like, you're wrong.
I'm just thinking, haha, caching.
But yeah, no, that was really, really bad thing that happened over Christmas. We didn't talk about that at all.
So do we have news stories?
Besides
the one we've been talking about?
Besides
what? Well, you know what? I did, and I know we're running short on time, but I did want to mention the whole AR, augmented reality versus VR, virtual reality.
Oh, that's true. Actually, we do have a big news article speaking of VR. Oculus Rift has a release date and a price tag.
Have you heard this price tag? Are you ready for this?
Give it to me.
$600.
That's it?
That's way too much. So it's 600. I would add 600 plus 2,500. Right.
Oh yeah, because you need $600 for the thing.
You need a high end PC,
and you at least need a GTX 980, I think. Right.
You need a beast. Yeah. So is that a $700 card?
No, it's about $500 card. About $500.
Oh, okay. So that family. Okay.
Yeah. You need at least, but that's $500 on a PC if you don't have that. Then I think you need. I don't know what I would.
i7.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Beyond,
so
I think,
an i7.
I just need to look through my video card.
Yeah,
definitely.
Maybe.
Yeah, you may want. Yeah, we should look up the specs for, you know, before we
before we start making stuff up. But it's pretty much you need a high end PC that most people don't have. I have a 5-year old machine that hopefully in the next few months I will be replacing, not because I really needs it, because I want it. And also I'd like to do some more video editing and stuff. But yeah,
5 years is too long. Like I try to.
It has
my
well. This was the first PC I ever built. and I did.
So you're emotionally attached to it.
Well, yeah,
so.
And I like when Diablo 3 came out. It was really stuttery on my machine, so I ended up getting an SSD, more RAM,
all right,
and a 660 Ti, right? Okay. So that was like a $300 card 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I mean, it granted, you know, when I got it, it wasn't what it is now, but it's about, I mean, like the motherboard. Okay, here's the problem. I just bought an awesome gaming mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
My motherboard does not like it when it boots.
Really?
If they're plugged in, it will hang. And it's a known problem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's a known problem that they fixed with a BIOS update. But apparently they didn't fix it on mine. Because, like, even though the notes say fixes gaming mouse problems, I guess since it's a newer mouse, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I have to unplug the mouse and keyboard, both of them, to let my computer.
All right, so here are the recommended. Here is the recommended PC specifications for Rift. Requires either a GTX 970,
which I do not have,
or AMD R9 290. That's like about at least a $400 card. You need at least an i5 4590,
so like $200
or greater.
Maybe,
or at least 8 gigs of memory.
Okay,
which is nothing now.
Compatible HDMI 1.3 output, 3 USB 3.0 ports, okay. Plus an additional 2.0 port, and at least Windows 7 Surface Pack 1. And again, these are the bare minimum requirements. That's
right.
Not even include probably, you know, what you'll need to actually run the game.
Yeah, that's not required. I mean, that's not what's the word?
That's not recommended.
Yeah, that's not the recommended. That's
this is recommended. Yeah,
minimum.
Oh, that's recommended.
Yeah,
oh,
these are
okay.
Your PC engine. Your PC is the engine that powers the Rift. We recommend this level of hardware to ensure good performance across the range of games experiences. So
I see.
You'll need at least that. That's obviously you might want to up because the tricky part with Rift.
That sounds like maybe $1,000 machine.
Because the tricky part with Rift is that it's got to render 60 in each eye and 1080 in each eye.
Yes,
because ultimately. Really where it gets tricky with Rift and anything VR, regardless whether it be Sony's one they're coming out with or even the Vive.
That's Sony's, right?
Oh, no, Sony's is is PlayStation VR.
Who's the Vive?
The Vive
is
HTC Vive. It's at Steam.
Oh, that's its own thing. And then there's
Basically,
Smart Glass, which we'll talk about later.
There are three to four of them depending on, you know, there are four different ones. There's Oculus Rift, which you're talking about right now. It's going to come out. We have HTC's Vive, which is Steam's one. They're coming out and stuff like that. We have PlayStation VR, which is originally Project Morpheus, which I've used before. Because
and what is Microsoft's?
Microsoft's is the...
I just called it the Smart Glass. That's
what is it? The augmented reality. I think it is called Smart Glass.
Yeah, because they're going with AR.
Yeah, they're going with AR, whatever. But
which I think is maybe the better.
I agree with you. How you feel.
Even the Vive has a camera on it now that's able to sort of they use it to sort of reorient yourself. But back to the Rift, I think you're absolutely right that $600 is too costly. For everyday people, I think it's still going to be sold.
It's going to sell, and it's going to sell fine.
If I didn't have to upgrade the video card on this one, my PC here, which I'm already going to do,
I don't know if $600 is worth.
I mean, the problem is that I can either buy one or the other, and I need to buy both.
Right, that's the problem,
and I think that's the issue. Like, if I had one or the other, it'd be a different story. But now, because I buy one or the other, because I really, I think
stick to new PC.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get a new video card.
You get a lot more out of that.
No, I'm gonna get a new video card for sure. But the big thing that's gonna help with the Rift, and there's a couple of techs. Again, like right now, the big issue is that they have to render each eye completely. Like separately screen or whatever, like basically render the image, so to speak. They're talking about some tracking stuff that they're trying to figure out called the field of view, the FOV kind of rendering, where it tracks where your eye is actually looking at and then renders what it needs to render.
Oh, interesting.
And that can kind of drastically reduce
them. So scary, but so exciting all at the same time.
doesn't the field of view make some people sick? Like,
well, that's why you have to.
Barf.
That's why you have to keep everything rendered. Like, that's why you have to do all these sort of crazy stuff. That's why it requires. The reason why this requires a ton of power right now is because it has to render everything in 2i at 60 FPS and keep it, you know, everything synced. Because the minute you start to see any kind of jitter or whatever, that's...
It takes you right out.
Not only does it take you right out, but it also causes you to kind of feel sick and like, what the hell?
Your brain's going to be like, what the fuck?
Right, exactly. And so that's part of it. There's a lot of those
glitch
things.
In the Matrix.
There's a lot of those things. So
I like it.
Again, I have used PlayStation VR, really had a fun time using it. Dug the hell out of it.
The one time I used the Oculus Rift, I really enjoyed it. It was the it was a Minecraft-esque graphics paperboy. So it was a 3D paperboy, and they had me on a little bicycle with a Kinect in front of me. So I'm pedaling, and the faster you pedal, the faster you went. And wherever you looked is where you would throw a paper. And all you had to do is wave your arm. They had a Kinect in front of you. So all you had to do was kind of like just move your arm. It didn't matter where you did it. Just as long as they saw motion. And wherever you were pointing with your eyes is where the paper would go.
Right.
And at the beginning of the ride, I'm like, okay, I know where I am. I'm still in the convention center. And by the end, I was on that street. It was
so cool.
Crazy.
Well, it's because that's our brain, right? That's where we immerse. And when something like that and what we see is what we believe.
Yeah.
Especially if you're compliant. You know, you're like, I'm going to, you know, just relax
into
this.
Yes, if you let yourself in. Also, I mean, the fact that I could pedal faster and slower and it reacted, they tuned it really well.
That's so awesome.
Yeah,
I'm so excited talking about
this. I played
this
past Phantasm Arcade.
Sort of online.
Super high. Was it? I think it's... I think it's Super Hypercube. I think it's the game's name. It's it's like kind of Tetris kind of game. It's hard to really explain. I won't really go into too much detail. But when I was done with the game and it left the convention, so to speak, like for a good like 20-30 minutes, I was kind of disoriented walking out. Like I just came out of another world and I was just like, what the hell is going on with this one?
It was a weird
experience.
It's kind of like getting off a treadmill for
right.
me. Because I was actually moving.
That's a great way of saying it.
Physically and mentally, it was the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I would have to say the exact same stuff.
Imagine that there's a thing that it's like a whole stand, and it actually rotates and moves underneath you?
The Omni.
Yeah, is it? Okay, I didn't imagine that.
Yeah, there are treadmills that go in all directions.
I think it's the Omni.
So
you can play FPSs
when you're actually running.
Yeah.
And that's way too expensive.
It's too expensive and it requires a lot of space, but man, that would be cool.
But well, exactly. Like, you know what? I'd never have to go to the gym again because I'd be in there all the time.
Holy crap, yeah.
Oh my God.
So let's talk about AR with our last few minutes.
Yeah.
I got really excited about augmented reality about 2006, 2007. This video came out. It was the greatest video. This guy on stage, and it was definitely like the Minecraft AR video from E3 where they had, you know, they had to have a camera that could show you what the guy was seeing, right? So he puts his hand out, and this rose comes out. You know, it's rotating in his hand, tracking his hand. Very cool. And then he does it again, and a little car pops up in his hand. It's rotating. He's able to take the car, and he puts it down on a 3D model that's, you know, being rendered, right? It was so cool because the little car starts driving around the city, and he slides a physical block onto the road, and the car crashes into it.
Oh.
And it was being chased by the police, right? So... The little guy gets out of the car after he crashes, and he runs up to the top of this building, and then a helicopter comes in and picks him up. I got so freaking excited about that because the game I want is games where you can play two-player. I want to be able to play. I want to be able to sit in the living room and have, like, my idea was, like, you know, have, like, a Halo Spartan, right? Have some kind of first-person shooter guy who you can see running around and hiding behind things and sniping people. It would be amazing.
Yeah, I am picturing it, exactly what you're describing.
Playing little racing cars that, based on the layout of the room you're in, it has to interact with those objects. And so you could just throw a blanket down. Because that's what I did as a kid. We had a rug in our room, and we would put junk under the rug, and then all of a sudden, your cars can jump over things.
Right.
And stuff like that. Just imagine doing that, and you don't have real cars, but you have cars that have really follow physics, and you're not having to touch. So cool.
That sounds really cool.
So I think, AR seems cooler to me.
I agree.
I want both.
Yes, but I think. Okay.
Fuck AR. I mean, I want AR will only work for me if I like that AR is cool.
It may never exist.
But no, that will probably exist before my AR will exist. Like my AR is I want a heads up display as I'm walking around the world.
I want contact.
But
just plug me into
on
the
gaming
Matrix.
Side. Fuck that. I want to get rid of this world. I want to fuck all you. I want the multi. I want the what is it in in Oasis in Ready Player One, the book series.
Yes,
still,
oh my gosh.
I still need to read
that.
Mine.
Movie's going to be out. Maybe
Ready
this
Player
year.
One, the metaverse, right? Depending on you know, Snow Crash, whatnot. I want that. I want to get rid of my, you know, fuck you all. I'm going the virtual world.
I want context where, like, I'm running and it tells me how fast I'm running.
I want to be a hacker
stuff.
Samurai.
But when I'm driving, it shows me how fast I'm going and it shows me my turns and all kinds of so many cool things.
Yeah, that'll eventually happen, but no, fuck that. I want VR so, like, when you had said, like, 600 is too expensive, like, yeah, for me, it is. But fuck it, It's doable.
You know, you save for a while, just like you do for anything else. And then,
I mean,
you know,
it's like buying a console day one, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like buying. I mean, you're going to get a completely new experience.
I'll be very, very honest, and this is what I told. I was chit-chatting with one of the guys from the company at the time, and after I played the game, we're kind of just chit-chatting. Specifically, this is PlayStation VR. The thing I had said when I was watching it played and as I was playing it was that I am so, like, for me, what made me hyper excited for all this was that everything we're seeing now is Gen 1.
Yes.
It is Generation 1. This is the beginning of that.
And we still haven't figured it out, right?
Right. And that's what makes me super excited. And that's what we're talking about, was that
it is a great exploratory period is ahead of us.
Yeah. This is the early days. Exact point. This is our Pong. This is the asteroid. This is all that stuff. This is Gen 1 hardware. So it's expensive because it's the first time it's come out.
Yeah, but
actually is out.
Fine. So you know the theory, right? Like, you know, with technology and, you know, it's exponential in discovery. You know, it's increasing at an increasing rate. So it actually will not take long in our lifetime, within the next three years, we're actually going to see these jumps that right now we can't even picture.
And they're going to be in more and more people's hands, more and more developers.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
That's exactly that. All right, we are fully out of time. We have hit our first mark, the first episode of 2016.
Heck hooray. Yeah.
Charles, Rosa, as always, thank you for being here.
You bet. Love
Where
it.
Where can we find you online, Rosa? Let's start with you
it
first.
It is. Look me up. I'm always on Heroes of the Storm on and off, Aegis Rose.
Yeah.
And someday I'll tweet something.
You got to start playing. So I got to get back to HOTS. So I haven't played.
Get back. Also, Heroes. I think you can't get that two-headed guy anymore.
You can't?
Shogal, I think, is.
I already have him, so.
Okay, yeah, I got him.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Like, you can't, like, if people play with you, they can't.
I think you can no longer share it.
Oh,
I think that, like, went away fourth or fifth.
Interesting. Oh, interesting. Yeah. I probably could buy it.
I like that idea. Like, almost like a virus, right?
I bet you can still buy it, right?
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
I'm sure is that what it is? Is it just you can't get it by playing?
Just sharing. Yeah, probably you can't get it by sharing anymore.
That makes sense.
Oh, but you can't buy it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll look.
Everyone will scream at us later.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, at Charles Rebeck. Yeah, that's where I am. I tweet every once in a while. I've been very Twitterific lately. find me and say hello.
There you go. Of course, you can find me. I'm at Vincent404 there on the Twitters. You can comment on this podcast. Let us know what you're thinking there on the Twitterverse at JumppointPod. And let us know there. Of course, you can catch all of our previous episodes at cosmicradio.tv/jumppoint. And check us out and stuff like that. So that's it for today. So tune in next time. And as always, as our last thing,
boing!
This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.